Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey.
How you doing?
Man, it's always a fire drill at this hour.
Chilly out. Chilly outside.
What? No, it's not.
Chilly. We got a sweatshirt on.
Starting to feel like fall.
Yeah.
Real happy about that. You?
When's the official day of fall? It's like today, right? Or yesterday? I think it was Thursday. Is today Thursday? Today's Thursday. Why does everybody have game jerseys on in here? Outside windows. Not that it matters.
Our salespeople, they're all wearing Bruins jerseys, Celtics jerseys today because it's a big sell day. They're all trying to sell the advertising on the games.
So when they call people on the phone.
It's like a sales rally.
I got you. So when they call people on the phone, the people on the phone are going to know that they have game jerseys on, so they're going to buy more.
You know, they're trying to do the little motivational things over there, so. You know, get people fired up about their jobs.
We should do jerseys one day.
I'll tell you what, I don't want to switch with them.
No.
You want to go sell?
I've done sales. No, thank you.
How'd you do?
I did okay at first, and then not so great.
You were selling tickets.
I was selling seats.
Patriots tickets.
The red seats. Thank you for buying them off me if you did. Appreciate that.
The team was pretty good.
Team was not good when I started selling them, and then boom, then they won a Super Bowl.
When did you start selling them?
When it was CMGI filled and it was being built.
But what year? I mean,
2000. 2001.
They weren't very good that year.
Yeah. Then 9/11 happened. I told you the 9/11 story when I was selling them. I went back home and then they ended up winning that year and then the whole damn thing sold out. Now we got a 40-year wait list.
Jimmy Butler wants out of Minnesota. You surprised by that?
Not surprised by anything in
the NBA. I mean, who would be surprised by that? He doesn't want to be with the Timberwolves.
I hate that LeBron's in L.A. I hate that he didn't stay in Cleveland. I hate that he didn't go to New York. I don't. Nothing surprises me. These guys are so. It bugs me. The NBA bugs me because these guys get to decide where they want to go. I don't like it here. I've been paid so much. I'm out. I want out. I want to build a team. I want my own team. Yeah. Whatever. Jimmy Butler.
All right. Well, he's probably going to get traded now.
Yeah.
That's how it.
Another disgruntled NBA player. Whoopee. Love it.
Let me read. Let me read the story from the Big Lead last night. It says, Jimmy Butler has requested a trade for the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is according to Shams and The Athletic as well. Butler is scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent this coming summer, but there are only two teams that should be interested in trading for Butler heading into the season. The Lakers and Celtics. The Boston Celtics make a lot of sense if they can get the money to work going forward. The Lakers are the first name that is going to come to mind for many. For the Lakers, it really comes down to would they actually part ways with their young talent for a player they have a chance to get in free agency. In my opinion, given the Lakers want to pair LeBron James with another superstar, they should pull the trigger if they can get a commitment from Butler. And there's a good chance the Lakers are one of the teams he would commit to. This is from Bobby Barak at the Big Lead. They just saw what happened with Paul George, and there's an increasing amount of buzz that Kawhi Leonard may not even want to go there. So factor all those things in. If you're the Boston Celtics right now, so do you try and trade for Jimmy Butler?
Nah.
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't.
You are crazy. You know what I often wonder?
What's gonna, he's going to end up going to New York and try and lure Kyrie away.
I often wonder if NBA executives, including Danny Ainge, front office guys across the league, fully grasp that the league is now pretty much run by players.
Yeah.
Players call the shots. Players talk behind the scenes. Players try to orchestrate big major moves and big major team building moves. The players are sort of running the show. The same way Jimmy Butler can walk into the front office of Minnesota, have a meeting and say, I want you to trade me, and they will end up trading him. In no other sport does that exist. You want? Okay, well, you want to get traded? Well, we sort of wanted to trade you, so we'll trade you. If there was a team that in any other sport says, well, we don't want to get rid of this player. We want this guy. They'd just say, no, why would we trade you? You're good. I think less of Jimmy Butler now than maybe I did 3 or 4 years ago. But he's not a bad player.
No, he's a good player.
He's not a bad player. He's a good player. In this story, it says Butler and Kyrie Irving will also be free agents. Our friends, and it's been rumored for months that they could pair up, and we've heard this about Brooklyn. We've heard this about the Knicks. These two guys getting together, going to New York, that could be a real thing. And it seems the more time that passes, the more reports we read, it seems more likely than ever. It says, if the Celtics can find a way to lock them both up after a trade, this could be the move that puts them over the Warriors. More on that later. Boston has the trade pieces as well. A package built around Jaylen Brown is going to be hard for any other suitor to match. If you're telling me right now that you have to build a package with Jaylen Brown as the centerpiece, send it to Minnesota for Jimmy Butler, and in return, you get Butler on your team, and you are able to get a long-term commitment from Butler and Kyrie Irving together, that he can serve as the piece that lands you Kyrie for the future and going forward on a long-term contract, and more importantly, again, in the NBA, a long-term commitment. That's more important. The desire to play for a team is almost more important than the contracts themselves now.
Yeah, you're talking about a perfect world.
Which goes back to my point of the players running the league. You have a contract, so what? It's the commitment and desire that I'm more interested in. And if the Celtics go out of their way to bring in Jimmy Butler, to make Kyrie happy, and to have both of those players happy and want them to be in Boston together for the foreseeable future, tell me again why you wouldn't do this?
Well, you just laid it out that way to where you're going to lock up Kyrie long term. Then, yeah, of course. And then all you're going to give up is Jaylen Brown? Yeah. So you're going to have
Jaylen Brown is the biggest piece coming off of your
Jaylen
roster.
Jaylen Brown is the best piece that you have that you're giving up.
Yeah.
You're not touching the kid.
Which is not insignificant, by the way.
No, it's not insignificant, but you're getting Jimmy Butler. But more importantly, you're getting Kyrie locked up. See, I don't want to give up stuff to go get Jimmy Butler if you don't know for sure that you're going to have Kyrie locked up.
No, you're right. This is my main motivation for saying yes.
I fear Butler going to New York and getting Kyrie to say, hey, I'll go play in New York if you want to come with me in a year. Like, I worry about Kyrie wanting other things. Like, he's already, people forget, he's already won a ring.
You can avoid everything that goes on with the New York offseason and the flirtations with the Knicks and the Nets and wanting to go to the Big Apple. You can wipe all of that out by bringing in Jimmy Butler and putting them together and saying, guys, let's do it. The problem is you got to get that commitment before you do that deal, don't you?
Yes.
Because if you do
that's
the
like
deal.
Too many planets need to align.
If you do the deal and you end up getting Jimmy Butler and he comes to Boston and then you watch the two of them play together for a year and then they both say, bye. We had a great year together. We liked playing together. Now we're going to New York. Well, then you get hosed.
So you still have Tatum, Gordon Hayward. You have Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Jimmy Butler, Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you forget about Al Horford. Yeah, okay. So how long do you really have Al Horford?
I mean, really,
he's at the back end.
I would like to think, and by the way, that's a big part of it. That means not re-signing Al Horford. That means Al Horford's coming off the books. That means that you're going to have the money to be able to keep these guys locked up and signed and all that. I would like to think that Danny Ainge is one of the executives in this league that sort of understands this. He's sort of hip to the game, if you ask.
How could you not be? Look how these teams are formed. Look where LeBron is. Look where he's gone.
To be a good GM, to be a good front office executive in this league, now you need to have a full understanding of the power that the players have and the desires, no matter how illogical they may be, have that power to make these decisions. Why in the world would these two players, Kyrie Irving and Jimmy Butler, want to leave a situation, assuming a trade was made, and go to New York and go to the Nets, a wretched organization that has been just a dumpster fire for the last however many years, because it's the NBA and you can't explain some of these desires with any sort of logic? Why would you want to leave the Celtics organization and that set up with that ownership that's committed and that GM and a coach who knows what the hell he's doing? Because it's the NBA.
You're juggling too many other things.
There's no explaining away some of this crap. Why would you want to go to the dumpster fire Knicks? Yeah, it's New York.
Yep, it's New York.
I want to make movies.
It's the biggest market in the country.
I want to be on Broadway.
Yep, I've already won. I'm a premier player. I can do whatever the hell I want. Basketball isn't the single most one important thing for me.
Put me on the banner in Times Square.
Yeah.
Woo!
Put me on a billboard.
Give me endorsements.
Put me on a building.
That's what drives things. And so it's
Madison Square Garden.
Just basketball related.
Right.
And if you can make Jimmy Butler be the guy that can get you the long-term commitment from Kyrie Irving to stay in Boston, I don't see how you have any choice other than to try.
You really want Jimmy Butler here?
I don't really want Jimmy Butler here. I do
said,
really
the
want
the moaning, the playing up the injuries, all that stuff. You want that guy here?
When was that when Rondo got hurt? Was
see
that
Dwayne
2 years
Wade,
ago?
Do you see Dwayne Wade now, what he's doing? That's Jimmy Butler 4 years from now. You want that guy here?
Terrific. Trade him in four years, broken down guy.
Trade him in four years.
But
Jaylen Brown's just about to get to Jimmy Butler's peak level, Jimmy Butler's going
to
be broken
down. But you're missing.
So what happens to the Celtics when Kyrie walks out the door in a year?
Yeah.
You're saying that there's no chance they keep him. You're assuming there's no chance. No, you're assuming that there's no chance they can keep him. I'm rolling the dice. I think you can keep him without trading for Jimmy Butler.
And what happens if you roll the dice and you end up watching the guy walk out the door?
What if he walks out the door after the Jimmy Butler trade and you're stuck with Butler and not Jaylen Brown?
I just covered that. No, I said you'd have to get the commitment. You'd have to have this conversation before you do the deal.
A commitment? Yeah. What does a commitment mean? He can't change his mind during the season?
The commitment.
Jimmy Butler has had arguments and fights, and he's been bitchy with everybody he's played with through his career.
The commitments mean more than the contracts now. That's my point. The contracts are meaningless.
I'll roll the dice if you could lock up Kyrie.
He's got a contract
term
in Minnesota. He's going to get traded
That's
out of
the
there.
Way.
He doesn't want to be there anymore.
It's the only way you roll the dice if you can lock up Kyrie long term. If you're using Jimmy Butler as the bait to keep Kyrie here for the long term, and you could keep Tatum and you keep Gordon Hayward and you need to find a big man, I'm in.
I don't feel great about their chances to keep Kyrie Irving.
See, I don't feel great. People aren't trying to feel that way.
I'm not saying there's no chance. I'm just saying I don't feel great about their chances.
There's one reason to make the deal. If you're going for a title this year, that's the only reason to make the deal.
Do you think that he makes them better right now, this year?
Yeah.
Probably in the playoffs, yeah.
So then what is the downside exactly of
He's talking 4 years from now.
Of your trade.
Because Jaylen Brown's what, 21?
Jaylen Brown
is young.
Jaylen Brown is young. You're still going to have to sign Jaylen Brown at some point.
You got to give something up to get somebody, though. I mean, it's part of it.
So now you want them now?
To what he said.
You didn't want the deal.
I'm a convincing guy.
I said if all the planets are aligning, and I said at the start of the show, you're playing fantasy land here. If he's playing fantasy land.
Welcome to the NBA.
And from a fantasy standpoint, it adds up. And you could say, Kyrie, here's your contract. We got a long-term max deal for you. Sign it right now. This guy's here. We're keeping this guy. You got Jason Tatum. He ain't going anywhere. But the big thing is we got to give up Jaylen Brown. Then, yeah. I don't want Jimmy Butler we'll give up Jaylen Brown to get Jimmy Butler, but we don't know if Kyrie's coming. I'm out.
I'm not worried about 4 years from now.
Outlet extension starts at age 30.
I'm not worried
about
2022. I'm worried about 2019.
Fantasy boy over here. I'm in on that. If that happens.
It's not fantasy.
That's all fantasy. Real
possibilities
That's
right
like
now.
Every planet needs to align. It's like a comic coming and you see it. Like, oh, wow, look at that meteor.
You know what else is in fantasy? Kyrie Irving walking out the door at the end of this season. 617-779-0985. Let's talk about this. In or out? In or out on a trade for Jimmy Butler for the Celtics right now? Right now, would you do a deal? Would you send Jaylen Brown on a deal to go get Jimmy Butler? We're talking about the Celtics to start the show today. Here on Zolak and Bertrand with Dan Shaughnessy, set to join us at 11.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air,
balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zoe leave?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Celtics had the rebound. Smart just wrestles it away from Jimmy Butler. Man size rebound, but he's stripped clean by Cannon. He scores. Marcus Smart thought he got fouled. They don't call it. Now Butler and Marcus Smart push each other. Marcus Smart gets right in Jimmy Butler's face, says, "We're not going anywhere." And eventually you play against the same team every night for 2 weeks. Things are going to start escalating. And Jimmy Butler's frustration got the best of him.
I urge the Boston Celtics to go get Jimmy Butler and convince Kyrie and Jimmy to stay here together and live happily ever after. This build for the Celtics has taken a long time and a lot of shrewd
Jim loves the build.
Moves by Jim's the Celtics, a big build and guy. I applaud them for that. The Celtics and Danny Ainge, they've done a fabulous job of building this thing.
Jesus, look at the Celtic colors.
I just don't want to see it get broken up anytime soon. I don't. I want this is it. This is like the start of what could be the next great prolonged era in Celtics history and success. I don't want to risk that. I don't want to risk Kyrie.
You got a
leaving.
Great coach. You got a great GM. You got great ownership. They've given you everything.
You got great players now, too.
You got a hell of a facility now. Keep this thing going. Keep
costs a lot of money,
going.
You know.
I don't. Yeah, I know. Wick told us. I said, does that cost you $2 million to build? He laughed at me.
Do you think you can realistically beat the Warriors this year?
No. Right now, no.
This year, if you add Jimmy Butler and you have a healthy Kyrie and a healthy Gordon Hayward? Yeah, that's a series, guys.
Yeah,
that's a series.
I think you're putting.
I don't know if they would win. I'm telling you, they would compete.
You're putting too much value on Jimmy Butler in the postseason.
That's a fair criticism, and that's why I said in the first segment, I think less of Jimmy Butler now than I did 3 or 4 years ago.
I don't know.
Because I've seen him in the playoffs. I've seen him ghost everybody when the playoffs start.
You'd feel a hell of a lot better, though, if it worked out the way what Beatles said, and you knew that Kyrie's going to be here for the long term. You'd feel great going into those playoffs, not thinking that, okay, what if we get popped and Kyrie's gone next year?
Don't,
and we're stuck with the Jimmy Butler.
Don't forget this, though, Hardy. He's not going to be expected to be the best player. He's not going to be the guy who carries the load.
He's number three.
And he doesn't suck. Let's not make him out to suck.
Doesn't suck.
He's your third.
But he's not the guy I want leading the way, and that's what he's had to do in his different stops.
He's Ray Allen.
So he has to be Ray Allen. Chicago and in Minnesota now.
But if you can't step it up when you have to lead the way with like when I saw him in the playoffs with Chicago, and he's out there, and it's like your team is going to live and die with you and your performance.
That's what Rondo
and he just kind of packs it in third quarter, not even really giving the effort. What indication do you have that he will then give you 100% effort when he's the second or even third most important player on a team?
Well, the good news is you won't need that 100% effort because he's a complimentary guy and you're not pinning your hopes on Jimmy Butler.
But I would rather have a guy who's even a little less than him talent-wise, who's going to give 100% all the time.
That's Jaylen Brown.
I'm not in love with
Jaylen Brown. They have Jaylen Brown now.
I'm just saying that Jimmy Butler isn't the answer.
No, he is the answer to keep Kyrie, though. He is. He's the answer to keep Kyrie in Boston. They can be happy. They can get a house together.
Yeah.
They can
paint each other up.
They can paint each other up, baby. It'd be awesome. They'll have great parties at their house. 617-779-0985. Joe's in Providence. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Okay, so hear me out for a second. I'm going to break it down individually, and then together I'll tell you why it doesn't make sense. Firstly, Jimmy Butler is 30 years old. He's going to expect a max contract. I'm not giving up Jaylen Brown to get Jimmy Butler for a max contract when you just admitted that Jimmy Butler was only going to be a complimentary piece. Jaylen Brown is an ascending player, and Jimmy Butler is at the plateau of his. Yes, he's a great player. I don't know if the Sports Illustrated topic was correct that he's top 10, but let's say he's top 25 or top 20. Okay, he's a great player, but he's plateaued. Jaylen Brown is a rising star, and the Celtics, the way they're put together now with Jaylen Brown, is going to be amazing. And now I'll get to the Kyrie side. I don't know. I'm a huge Kyrie fan. I love Kyrie, but I'm not necessarily so sure that I want to sign Kyrie to a max contract either.
So say he's gone. You don't get Jimmy Butler, and all you got to build off is these young guys, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and you have no clue who else you're piecing this thing together with. You're back into rebuild mode.
And a war chest, not quite a rebuilder with no talent. You have still Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown.
Oh, you're a playoff team.
Jason Tatum. You're a playoff team, and you still have the war chest of picks still left. Don't forget about that.
The West is still a beast.
Yeah, the war chest of picks is not exactly the war chest you think it is. It's not exactly the same as it was a few years ago.
I'd be worried about Philly getting past you at that point with their youth and what they have.
Philly nipping at your heels.
Philly be right there ahead of you, probably. You lose those guys. I mean, come on. Al Horford's not here forever. How many years he have left here?
Tom is in North Andover. Tom.
Hey, guys. Great show. Love talking basketball this time of year.
Take it to the hoop.
Take it to the hoop. Okay. So here's one thing I don't think is getting factored in. So I love Kyrie, but I'm not sure Jimmy Butler keeps here. The other thing is Terry Rozier looks so good at the end of last year. If I look at, let's say we go this route, Kyrie leaves. You now have Terry Rozier, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Gordon Hayward.
Young kids.
I think in a free agent a free agent you could get. I like that team, and that takes 2 or 3 years, I think, before you're at a
I like that, Beetle. Level. 2 or 3 years till you're a contender again. You like that, Beetle?
That's the part I hate, but I don't. Listen.
That's where Golden State comes in, though. If you don't think you can beat Golden State, you load up for 2 years from now when you have a chance, right? So why are you mocking the young kids?
I'm not mocking the young
kids. You are. You just mocked them just now. 3 seconds
ago. I want to win now. Because I'm so tired of hearing, I love the build. When are you going to get past loving the build? Oh, you want to fast forward 3 years from now?
Okay, but
I don't want to do that.
But even I will admit so.
You got Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward here.
Terry Rozier is not Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, don't start putting Terry Rozier in the same discussion with these guys.
Let me finish. He's not Kyrie Irving, but he is a good young player.
He's a good young player.
And he plays a position that I think, listen, I know that there are guards. The league has changed. It's become more positionless than ever now.
It's a superstar league, man.
But if you have Rozier as your point guard, if Kyrie bolts next year, you also are going to have more money to go spend in free agency with a team that does already have Jason Tatum and Gordon Hayward.
I love Wick. I've been so trained by Wick.
You're going to be over the cap no matter what.
I've been so trained
but you're going to be in a good position no matter what is what my sort of my point is, Jim. Like, you're going to be in a good position to still do more with that team if Kyrie leaves. That makes
like
sense?
Trading Marcus Smart's bad contract for somebody decent? Like something like that, you mean?
Sure.
Because that's kind of what you have to do after you go over the cap.
But I think they're going to have maneuverability still, even if Kyrie leaves. And maybe that's what they're going to do. They're going to play it safe, and they don't think they can beat Golden State, and they don't want to take the shot with Jimmy Butler. So they're just going to stand with what they have, try and convince Kyrie to stay, and if he doesn't, they're going to replace him with Terry Rozier and see what else they can do. Right?
Yeah.
But that's not... Stop touching the screen.
I'm sorry. Stop touching the screen.
That's not going for it all right now. Right? And so wants it now. Right now.
No, but that's what the owner wants, too. He wants fireworks.
If you get Butler here right now, Jim.
We're far away.
Right
now. I keep hearing that from Wick, and I love Wick, and he's giving you everything. And I want you to get more in big guys.
You can book that trip to the finals that Jaylen Brown had booked on that podcast. You know, they're already in the finals, apparently. You don't even have to do anything. They've punched their ticket to the finals. But they would not only be there, they could compete there. They could. We'd be talking about that right now. Talking about the possibilities of this season. Fireworks!
That one got me.
Didn't get me. I got the earbuds, so it's not loud.
617-779-0985. We'll get to more of your calls. And also, we haven't even discussed this. The three teams that are actually reported for Jimmy Butler as to where he wants to be most... interested in pursuing a future. That was how Adrian Wojnarowski worded it. We'll get to that and more of your calls next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox once again failed to clinch the division last night at Yankee Stadium. This time they lost 10-1, which begs the question, Alex Cora, are you struggling? Is there a case of the slumps going around?
There's a few guys struggling, we know. We face some good pitching, too, lately, so it's a combination of both. I do think that sometimes we get too passive at the plate. We're taking too many pitches right in the middle, which I think they're bad takes.
Two teams will wrap up their three-game set tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez and Masahiro Tanaka. Very similar records this year. Eduardo? 12-4 on the year with a 3.53 ERA. Is Masahiro Tanaka is 12-5 with a 3.47 ERA. Very close, though. Very close. NFL Week 3 begins tonight. The 1-1 Jets visit the 0-1-1 Browns. Pats visit the Lions on Sunday night. Josh Gordon practiced with the team yesterday. I don't know if they officially deal, though. I don't know if the deal is done. No, they're practicing, though. Headlines are brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital, number one research hospital in America, revolutionizing care. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Get your Sports Hub headlines anytime and your flash briefing on your Alexa voice-activated speaker or right here in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Time to celebrate.
Is this now in rotation, or did you just play this song?
No, I just played this
song. Bad boys. Mate, this new bump party? Got that bump music?
All fixed up, hooked up.
I did not put this
We one. Won't stop.
Thought I told you that.
We won't stop. Nah. Oh! Biggie.
617-779-0985.
He's dead.
Yep. That is true.
Why do I always
shoot? Christopher Wallace.
I never understand.
May he rest in peace.
Tupac, all that. Done. Phew.
Anything more on that you'd like to add? Or is that just what you wanted to say? Just
it.
He's dead.
East Coast, West Coast.
Don't understand why it had to happen is what he's saying.
Right.
Yes, I would agree. Very senseless.
You can't coexist. East Coast versus West Coast. Your rap versus my rap. Why are we going to kill each other?
But I'll tell you what.
A couple of guys in there that, you know.
Wow.
Don't get me distracted now. Because
that cap and you.
What was the show on HBO with Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre?
Oh, boy.
The
Defiant Ones. Excellent. 4-part series. You've seen it, right, Howie? I almost called you Howie.
Howie.
Hi, Howie.
I did not see it, no.
You should watch it.
You look like a Howie.
You would absolutely love it. But Jimmy Iovine in there is talking about producing albums in that feud going, I didn't know that these guys were for real. I didn't know this. I thought this was like, you know, this was, you know, an act. It was entertainment. Yeah. It was theater. It was
get you.
No, they really meant it. Yes. Yeah. So he signed Tupac to Interscope, and he talks about it. I didn't know it was all real.
Oh, it's real.
It surely was. 617-779-0985. Let's go to Matt, who's in Dedham. You're in Dedham today?
Yes, Dedham.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yes.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Matt.
Guys, I got one thing for you. We got to get Jimmy Butler.
Attaboy.
Okay, why?
Yeah. Do you care about Kyrie's future?
Yes. I'm with Beetle. If you could get him on a long-term, meaning Kyrie to stay.
Absolutely.
That's the only way I do it.
You get Kyrie to sign that 5-year deal, that max deal. You get Jimmy on the 4-year. You feel like maybe Horford, do you think he'll take a 1 or 2-year deal? Maybe at like 4 or 5
I think he's got 2 years left max, if that.
I think he's
got
to go. I think in this equation, you're moving on from Horford for money.
A good, big, young player.
I care about Kyrie's future, and I think we should get him in Boston, Jimmy Butler.
I'm with you, man.
You have no problem giving up Jaylen Brown.
All right, so here is part of the problem, and this goes to what Adrian Wojnarowski reported about this situation. And that is that in his demands, right, the Celtics are not one of the teams. Are not one of the teams on the list that he wants to pursue.
Are they ever a
long-term future with? But a big part of this is that the Clippers are one of the teams. The Clippers are one of the teams that he's now like really hot on. And so as a result of this, there's this idea that if it is the Clippers that he wants to go to and wants to land with, right?
Yep.
The Clippers are where Jimmy Butler wants to go. Well, that means Jimmy Butler doesn't want to go to the Knicks or to the Nets, which would sort of be Kyrie's preferences. And so if their preferences don't align, that means Kyrie would be more apt to turn around and stay in Boston anyway.
Here we go. East Coast versus West Coast. That's good.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah,
though.
It does, man. Kyrie, I'm an East Coast guy. I don't go West Coast. No. Yeah, he's going to New York, man. I mean, and you got to make him not want to go to New York. And you've got to get creative, and maybe this is part of the creativity that you're going to have to do. And hopefully Danny understands what the league is now. And I hate the way the league is now. I hate the way these guys call their shots. This guy gets disgruntled. I don't want to play. I don't want to play for you. You look at a coach like Pop. How do you not play for that guy?
The preferred destinations to pursue the future, the Nets, the Clippers, and the Knicks are the three teams. But there is more and more reporting that the Clippers could be the favorite there for Jimmy Butler. If that's true, maybe that could be helpful for the Celtics anyway. If he gets traded to the Clippers in this, that might just be helpful just because he lands there and wants to stay there.
Right.
Linda's in Texas. Hi, Linda.
Oh, she's back.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got several things I want to comment on, so bear with me and don't hang up on me.
I don't hang up. I don't control the phones.
Cool. Okay. Maz and...
What do you think of Maz? What do you think of Maz? You watch the afternoon show?
Oh, yeah, I do, but I kind of like y'all's better. And they've gotten stuff from your show, and they play it on their show.
Right, they regurgitate what we do.
They take good takes from this show, and they reuse them.
They're doing it for years.
Okay,
lazy.
Let me start. The Glenn Campbell thing, you do resemble him when he was young, and that's a comment because you look, it makes you
a compliment.
I don't know how old you are, but that makes you.
How old do you think I am, Linda?
I don't, like, maybe early 50s.
Spot on.
Next caller.
Spot on, Linda.
No. Is that good?
Yeah, you're perfect.
Huh. All right. Not okay. The answer no, wanted. Jimmy
like
Butler.
Like a rhinestone okay. cowboy.
All right, you're down on Jimmy
yeah.
Butler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I'm a Spurs fan, and you don't need a guy like him coming into your locker room and screwing it up. It sounds like y'all have a really good locker room there. Get Kyrie to stay. He doesn't need Butler. He's not reliable. He's just not good. Okay, let's get off of that subject. That thing with those guys with the truck, with the...
Oh, yeah, the townies.
Yeah.
The Malden people.
That was hysterical. That was one of the funniest things I've seen in years.
We have an update on that for later today, by the way.
That's real, by the way. They are real.
And then a comment about the Patriots.
You got a lot today.
Well, I called the other day.
I like you, Linda.
Thank you very much. I called the other day, and I was saying Belichick is not going to make it through the year. And now, day by day by day by day, it seems like I'm going to be right because Brady's not leaving. Because Brady won't leave because he got what he wanted, so he's not leaving. So, and I don't think they're going to make it a year. And I don't know what's going on with the Red Sox. 10-1 last night?
Oh, wow. Yeah. We got thoughts on everything.
She's like multifaceted.
We're covering all the bases.
Wow.
Covering them all. Bill's not leaving in season.
She could do a sports show.
Let's just settle that. I think she meant, is he going to be here next year?
I think for
the first time in a long time, it's debatable.
What if we do the L Factor at night? Instead of the Jungle O and that crew, let's do Lorraine and Linda.
Where has Lorraine been?
Oh, it's fine.
We haven't heard from Lorraine in what seems like months.
She's okay.
Hope she's doing well. Yeah. Chris in Plainville. Quickly, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Definitely out on Butler. I'm not interested in him. And I wanted to – have you guys ever heard Kyrie actually say that he wants to win a championship in Boston? Because also I've ever heard him say is that he's just taking it one year at a time and he'll see how next year goes.
Well, he's already stamped.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever really –
He doesn't have to say. This isn't a guy that hasn't won it says, here's where do I want to go to win. He's already won. So he holds the card somewhat.
Yeah, but that's not the point. I mean, do you want somebody just who's cruising for the next contract, or do you want someone to try to win a championship here in Boston?
I think most you've ever gotten for Kyrie is he's wanted to do it his way and have his own team outside of LeBron.
I wouldn't want to sign him long-term before next year anyways because I'd like to see if his knee can actually hold up over a season before I give him a max contract. You know what? Take your chances at the end of the year as far as I'm concerned, and that's another year the kid's getting better. Plus, even if you don't use the money on him, there'll be money available for new free agents coming in for max contracts when the Celtics actually have a chance of beating Golden State.
Good points, Chris. The health of Kyrie is definitely a concern. I don't know if you caught Brad Stevens yesterday, but he could barely hold back his smile and his excitement when he was asked if Kyrie Irving was fully healthy and was able to cut. Did you see this?
No.
So he answers the question. And he's like, no, he can fully cut. And then was like, and then I didn't want to sort of let on to the fact about how excited he could barely contain himself when asked about Kyrie Irving and the health of Irving and the health of Gordon Hayward because, he wants to keep everybody grounded. It's hard. This team's going to be really good.
Does he seem to have all the cutting, all the moves he has, or is he a whiz away?
No, he's got him. He looks pretty good.
Yeah, he can't. It doesn't come through when you. It doesn't come through in the audio. It's the video and the facial expressions that.
You got that evil look in his eye.
He's like, he gets immediately excited when asked about that. So, good luck keeping these guys grounded this year, considering they're going to be really good. They're going to win a lot of games, and you've already got Jaylen Brown on that podcast, punching a ticket to the NBA Finals. Coming up next, we will welcome in Scott Gramling, the fantasy freak. We're going to get our lineup filled out for the coming weekend in the NFL. It's now 10:50 on Thursdays is when we will talk to Scott Gramling, because Dan Shaughnessy joins us at 11. We'll get to that Red Sox loss in the Bronx last night. Dan was there. All of this on the way.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey!
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Freak out! Freak out! Freak out!
The fantasy freak! Scott Gramling is with us. Time to fill out your weekly fantasy lineup. We use DraftKings pricing for this segment.
Make money.
Money! We did well again last week, did we not?
Two for two.
We did do pretty well. We did do pretty well. We left a little bit on the field. Dalvin Cook, to me, was the real disappointing one. When you consider, you know, he got the he played 70 minutes. Well, his team played 70 minutes. He only got us 12 points. That was a bit disappointing. But
Who's been the worst picking things?
Among the three of us?
Yeah.
We're a team. I don't think we play. You know, we win as a team, we lose as a team.
Yeah.
How did the Texans' defense do?
They got us multiple points, 2 points.
Okay.
That's not good. That was
horrible.
I've had an okay pick and a bad pick. That was not a good pick.
Yeah, I don't need you guys to be my you did, and you shouldn't. Look, I don't need a defensive coordinator here. If I don't need one of you to be the Paul Pasqualoni of this group. We need to roll out, and I'm pretty psyched about this week's lineup.
Okay, well, I want to tell you my pick right off the bat, because now I'm ready to go, and I want to go back to a guy that we talked about in week one. That was Jordan Howard. This week, Jordan Howard gets to go up against the Cardinals, and they stink.
The Cardinals do stink. There's no doubt about that. I don't love the pick. I don't hate the pick. I don't love the pick.
Unbelievable.
Are
you a Jordan Howard guy or not, Scott? Come on!
Hey,
that sounds like he's not.
I picked my spot. This has the makings of a low-scoring game. I have not been impressed with the Bears' offense. I think that the reason they've been putting up some points is because of that defense. They've scored 2 defensive touchdowns the first 2 weeks. This is a team they're averaging. It's the Bears, the Bills, and the Cardinals are the last 3 ranked teams in the league in yards per play. The Bears are only averaging 4.4 yards per play.
Okay, Arizona's given up 136 yards a game on the ground.
They have indeed.
Puts them 28th in the NFL. Can't stop the run.
Well, we'll see. I think it has more to do with the fact they've gone up against the Rams, and they went against a Redskins team that got up on them early. I don't think it's a horrible pick.
You hate my pick. It's fine.
I don't hate it like I hated the McCaffrey pick. I think it's an okay pick. Look, I think there was better value on the board. Jordan Howard is the 10th highest priced running back. And I think he's somewhere around 12th of this week is where I would put him. So it's a little less than fair value is the way I assess.
All right, Zoe, who do you have?
All right, I'm going for low value here, but a guy that could get some touchdowns, Connor, the running back for Pittsburgh. Monday night they play. Now, this is because Antonio Brown, going to be disciplined, and maybe he's going to be held out part of this game, and maybe something's going on in that Pittsburgh locker room where it seems like without Bell being there, these offensive linemen are rallying around this Connor kid. He might get in the end zone twice on Monday night.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. I do like this pick. I'm not going to go so far as to say I love it because it's $7,500. You do have to pay for it, and there is only there's only 5 running backs that are higher priced than Connor.
Why is he so expensive?
Did you not check what he cost before you did this?
I just figured, hey, he'd be a low-budget guy.
Unbelievable.
Oh, sorry about that, but I'm taking Connor, so deal with it.
Yeah, look, going against that Bucs defense, I think it's a solid pick. But I would have rather had him at closer to the $6,500. But, hey, we got him at the $7,500, and we're going to build around it.
Okay.
I'm actually going to walk through here how I ended up picking the rest of the lineup. You guys gave me 2 running backs. I had one in Matt Breida. Matt Breida is only $5,400 going against the Chiefs. Breida is leading the NFL in rushing. I don't know how many people realize that. 8.4 yards per carry. He's not going to average 8.4 yards per carry, but I think that 49ers are going to approach this game in a way that they're going to try and keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, out of the hands of that Chiefs offense. I think Breida could get more carries this week than he has in past weeks, so I stuck him there at the flex spot. I then went to the wide receivers, and I felt like I just had to have Michael Thomas. This Falcons defense is banged up. They gave up a lot of yards to the Panthers last week. They really haven't faced a good receiver yet. The Panthers don't have a top-notch receiver. The Eagles don't have a top-notch receiver in that season opener. Keanu Neal is out. Deion Jones is out. I just want to go with Michael Thomas because of that. I put Drew Brees in there as well. Drew Brees only $6,400. Spent a lot of money at this point, so I was looking for a very undervalued wide receiver, and I found Jamison Crowder of the Redskins going against the Packers. Only $4,200. He's been horrible so far this year. That's why his price is depressed. I feel like the Redskins only putting up the, 9 points against the Colts. They're going to start getting the ball in the Crowder's hands more. I think if you can only get us, you know, like a 6-catch, 80-yard type game, I don't think is out of the realm of possibility against a suspect Packers secondary. So I like Crowder there. And then it came down to at tight end, I put O.J. Howard in there going against the Steelers on Monday night, and I took the Cowboys defense at only 2,200 going against the Seahawks. Their offense looked horrible. That left us with 5,600 for our last wide receiver spot, and it came down to three guys that were priced at 5,600. It was Enunwa going tonight against the Browns, Marvin Jones going against the Patriots, and Keelan Cole going against the Titans. I end up going with Keelan Cole. It was a tough choice. I was thinking about going with Marvin Jones. I just don't know which of those two receivers, two of the three, are going to put up numbers for the Lions. It could be Galladay and Tate, which would leave Marvin Jones as the least productive of the three. So because of that, I went with Keelan Cole. I don't love going with guys coming off a big game. I think they tend to be overpriced. But the Titans do rank last in the league against opposing wide receivers. So I'm rounding it out with Keelan Cole.
Very good. I got a question for you as it relates to Mike Thomas. And that has to do with this. So far this season, he's had a ridiculous amount of targets through the first 2 weeks. If you could have him, I saw this question on TV the other day. If you could choose to have him on your team, let's see, he had 13 targets in week one, 17 targets in week two. He's got 28 catches on those 30 targets to this point. If you could have him or any other receiver, if you had to pick one receiver the rest of the way on your team, would it be Michael Thomas or would it be somebody else?
That's a great question. I think it's Michael Thomas. And I'll tell you, if Hopkins wasn't already banged up, I would probably lean slightly to Hopkins. And I also think the other guy in the conversation is Tyreek Hill. To me, Tyreek Hill is too feast or famine. I think he's going to be feast a lot, but I think he's going to have a few weeks where he's only going to give you that 4 catches for 61 yards. And I think you make a great point. I think because Michael Thomas is being targeted a dozen times a game, until that defense starts to pull things together in New Orleans, he's the guy to own. I think if I had my choice, I would lean slightly toward Thomas over DeAndre Hopkins and Tyreek Hill.
All right, so our lineup this week, Drew Brees, James Conner, Jordan Howard,
I'm Connor,
Michael Thomas, Jamison Crowder, Keelan Cole, O.J. Howard, Matt Breda, and the Cowboys defense. Good stuff.
Yes, indeed. I think it's a solid lineup, fellas.
Let's win some money.
Let's do it.
Say, Scott.
All right, that's Scott Gramling. He is the fantasy freak. Fella. And now on Twitter, at Scott Gramling. Right?
You got it.
Okay, hey, how about your Buffalo Bills?
Hey. I just go up there to have fun. You know that.
Yeah, that's all they can do now. Have babies and have fun. We'll get to that later. Scott,
appreciate your time. He's not a Bills fan. He just goes there.
He always goes there.
He just goes there for a trip once a year because it's such a crazy
pilgrimage.
It's such a crazy time up there.
It's idiots. Just idiots everywhere.
All right. We got Dan Shaughnessy standing by, and he will be with us coming up. No commercials here, just headlines with Hardy.